7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got some clouds and 33 degrees. Tuesday talk around going on here, February 6th edition. Thank you very much for waking up with us this morning. Do appreciate that. Every Tuesday, talk real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Steve Dietrich in-house with me this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And good vacation, you were telling me. Good to get out and golf.
Yeah, I went and stayed with my brother in Arizona, and it was 3 days, like in 79 to 81 range, and
right.
Blue sky and hardly any wind. It was perfect.
But you got to golf. That's the main thing.
Yeah, we
you
did.
Know. Let's talk numbers. You're our numbers guy.
Yeah.
How are they looking this morning?
They're looking better all the time here. So
good.
You guys, first-time home buyer down to 5%.
Wow.
So we're starting to see some good things there, and a conventional 30-year has gone from 6.5 to 6 and an eighth.
Where did they start at the highest point?
We were probably as high as 7.7.
Okay, so this is a good drop.
Yeah, especially on that first time home buyer. So if you're a first time home buyer out there, it's not a bad time to start looking around.
That's got to make you happy because you see that and you go,
Yeah, it definitely helps things out.
Right, especially going into to spring and summer.
That's correct.
When people seem to really want to, you know, get out and buy.
Yeah, and especially with the weather the way it is, maybe there's an early start here. Who knows?
That would be nice.
Yes, it would.
Let's talk for a minute, because before you came in, I thought, you know, and I think we covered this maybe last year, ages and ages ago. At one point, you were in the banking business, and then at some point you said, you know what, I want to flip over to real estate. Well, how did that come about? I asked you that, but I thought this morning, I can't remember. How did Steve go from banking to real estate?
Well, it's kind of an evolution there that happened, but my wife actually, I was asked to move from Wahpeton to Fargo with Gate City as a loan officer, so mm-hmm. we were thinking about moving, and my wife had interviewed for a job at the college teaching in the nursing department,
okay.
and she got offered the job, and in the meantime, I got offered another job in town. And her job was so much better than being in the hospital with nursing, you know, no
right.
weekends, you know, no holidays, 3 months off in the summer, and she was going to make more money than she was making.
Great gig.
Yes,
yeah.
It really, and then, of course, that was the rest of her lifetime working was the college and nursing.
Sure.
So that had a lot to do with it, and I had an offer from a real estate company in town at the exact same time, and I don't know why I said yes, but I did.
What looked good to you back then? I mean, when you looked at real estate, what really was attractive to you?
Well, you know, I was the loan officer, so I had some idea what was going on in town with housing and stuff, and things seemed to be picking up back then already, and I worked with McDougal Realty first. And
that's right.
We had the contract to move the 3M people in and out of town. So that was a big deal that just was already dropped in our lap, you know,
to start with. That is some good history.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, it's amazing how the evolution of all this took place, but still in it, I guess, 43 years later.
So what's it take to be a great realtor? I mean, there's stuff you can learn, but do you find as you see people coming into it, there's an instinct?
I think so. There's, you know, just flexibility was always the thing I liked about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can obviously pick and choose your work days, but
right.
you better be working more than you're not, because you're not going to make it. And, you know, it's not as many weekends as it used to be. You know, kids can look online so much better and things like that today. And so that was one of the drawbacks, I would say, is that your weekends were used up a lot of time showing houses. And doesn't seem to be as much today as it used to be.
What about new listings? Anything new with Action Realty?
I've got one that's going to be coming on in the near future. It's up on the north end in a good part of town, and it's going to be a little bit of a fixer-upper probably, but at the same time, it's still a nice house overall, so might keep the price down a little bit for a lot of people.
All right.
They can pick and choose their remodel things.
And don't forget, first-time home buyers, those rates are looking awfully good.
That's exactly right.
All right.
So things do look good right now, I think, so far going forward.
We got to get emails flowing again. Folks, if you have any real estate questions, you can email them to studio@kbmwnews.com. We'll get those real estate questions answered by Steve and Sherry every Tuesday. Glad you had a good vacation. Good to see you back.
Yeah, it was. It's good to be back. You know, it's always good to go, and it's always good to get back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So one thing I would tell people out there now as far as the real estate side goes is start going in and get pre-qualified again.
That's right. Very important to do that.
It really is. And a lot of people out there probably haven't even thought about looking for houses yet, but just wander in and see Darcy at Bell, you know, or the other two loan officers.
Right.
Amanda at Bremer and Mike at Gate City.
All right. Steve Dietrich, good to have you in this morning, my friend.
All right. You
good
too.
Good to see you back. Yes, talking real estate with Steve and Sherry. We do it every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.